I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, 1906. And been playing the guitar since I was 12 years old.
What is your birthday? What
29th day of February.
Mm-hmm. You were born right in New Orleans?
I was born on LaSalle Street in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Where'd your parents come from?
Well, my father came from down in South Texas around Navasota. Mm-hmm. My mother, she came from a place called Oakwood, Texas.
Huh.
And so it was 13 of us. It ain't but one living now, that's me.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I'm the oldest one and the oldest one living now.
What sort of work did your folks do? Did
well, for a period of time, my father and them, they farmed. Mm-hmm. All that. My daddy could play a guitar, my mother could play a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you know Lightning Hopkins, my cousin of mine.
How is he related to you? Is he
sister and brother Chillen. His mother and my daddy are sister and brothers. Mm-hmm. And he get three more brothers can play guitar.
Yeah.
I had five could play guitar. Five sisters could play one. Mm-hmm. In other words, the whole family of us could play something other.
Hmm. How long did you stay in New Orleans?
I'd rather just Texas my home because I was 10 years old and left New Orleans. I've been back there and played a while around, you know, nightclub and things.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering when you were a youngster. You left there when you were about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you go to from there?
Well, I went to a place called Marshall, Texas, where I finished college at.
Marshall?
In Wiley College, Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
From there, over to Crockett, Texas, and over around Sunnova, Leona, Madisonville, Oakwood, and around there. In Dallas and all over Texas as well as here.
When you left New Orleans, did you go with your parents or did you go?
Yeah, my parents until I was 12 years old. And I run off and left them when I was 12 years old.
You were 12. Mm. Where was that?
In Marshall, Texas.
Marshall,
mm-hmm.
Were they farming there in Marshall?
They were farming out from Marshall back through Longview, Texas.
Were they working on some plantation?
No, I don't know what they call this, farming all I know. I think it's called owning a harvest or something.
Oh yeah, sharecropping.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
Where they made half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
yeah, that's right.
What did they call that?
Half and half, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. If I remember good, that's what my father used to sell, that half and half.
Did your father play a lot at home? Or?
No, yeah, uh-huh. Well, he played around and them, you'd call in the country, they call them old country balls and things.
Oh, yeah.
He used to play all that. Him and Mama used to play together.
Is that right?
Uh-huh, they played two guitars.
What sort of songs did you remember hearing him
do? So it's about Take Me Back, Baby, and I'm All Out and Down.
Oh, yeah.
And like I was saying a while ago about that song, you know, the old West Texas Blues, mm-hmm. Colorado Spring,
mm-hmm.
Honey, You're Mad With Me. Remember lots of them old songs what my father used to play.
Did you learn any of them from your father?
Oh, I didn't play a few of them.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you see, but the way I play them now, see, it's been so long, I picked it up just a little bit, you know,
yeah.
Kind of put it in a rock and roll money style, you know. But if I have to, I can get back to the same old thing. It was all out down. It bloom, they bloom, they bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you start playing the guitar yourself?
Well, I started playing the guitar when I was in college. My uncle had a guitar, see, and he would let me play it
in
Marshall.
In Marshall.
My uncle, he had.
You call it college? Was that high school or?
Wiley College.
Wiley College.
Mm-hmm, see, when I came to Marshall, see, I was in high school. And I wasn't 10 years old.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. You were 10, and you went to a place called Wiley.
And when I got to be 12.
Yeah.
I went to Wiley College.
Was that a music school?
No, I never had no kind of music lesson.
Wiley College.
See, I guess it's just like it was me and Sam. See, we just a gift. It's just a gift to us, you know. We liked it. Like now, Sam, he could lightning, you know him by. Well, he can play a piano too, you know.
And when you left there and went down to Crockett and Centerville, did you do farm work, or did you try
no.
to
play guitar? I played guitar around there on, see, I played on Friday, Saturday night, some night to get them old country ball. I'd play them, mm-hmm. play out there. And I taught school in Palestine 2 years.
Was that right?
Mm-hmm. Taught school in Palestine mm-hmm. 2 years. And then this wall broke, army broke, wall broke out, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they pulled us out of that. Then I went in the Marines and stayed 3 years mm-hmm. in the Marines. So when I came back out, a man school teacher wasn't making too much, you know. Mm-hmm. You know that yourself.
Yeah.
Wasn't making too much. Mm-hmm. And so I just put it down and went to Dallas. And I went to Dallas up there and I cut that record for Blue Bunny.
Well, but I mean, you stayed then in Marshall for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
You went all through school in Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and okay. I played a lot of them plays I played around Ann Marshall too. Them, oh, get them little school clothing and them school parties, well, nothing but soda water and all that, get them partied, and
yeah.
maybe somebody give a party this house tonight, and nothing get on the or next house tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, then you decided to try the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I could make more money out of it,
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
The and at that time, the, you see, me, T-Bone Walker, and Lightning Hopkins, and Smokey Hogg was my only guitar player was down through there that time.
Yeah.
And then along come little son Jackson. Well, it, well we don't want down there. The guitar player was something other, man. That was, just, that was what was whooping.
Yeah, yeah. And before you, when you were still in school, when you were teaching, where did you teach in?
Where did I did fourth grade.
In what town?
In Palestine, Texas.
In
Mm-hmm. 37 miles from Crockett.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear any other guys who were singing around there? Or?
No, at that time, see, mostly, see, I always could sing, see.
Yeah.
I always could sing, but my hobby, what I really love was the guitar.
Yeah.
And then go somewhere with the guitar or that, right? And I just paid no attention.
Mm-hmm. So most of your early stuff did you learn from your...
My father and my cousin, them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got to Dallas, who did you run into there?
Well, when I got to Dallas, I run into T-Bone. That's why I run into T-Bone in Dallas. He was living in Dallas, a place out in called Oak Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and him got together and we played a while around in Dallas. And old man Sellers was one that owned Blue Bunny then. Well, he came up to the Empire Room one evening, talked to me and Smokey Hogg.
Oh, was Smokey working at the Empire Room too?
Yeah, he working that too.
Oh.
He working that too, and so and I put out that Cross the Country Blue. You ain't got that either.
No, that's the one I broke.
Well, the Cross the Country Blue. I put out that, and Smokey put out a Long Tall Woman.
You put out a Long Tall Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And who else did you record that with? Who were the other fellows that were playing on that?
On that with me on
yeah.
Cross Country,
yeah.
Smokey, he was one playing with
Smokey,
me. Mm-hmm.
And who's that funny guy that played that I liked? There was some white guy playing.
Yeah, there's what his name? One put out Blue Suede Shoes. What his name?
Carl Perkins.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
With Carl Perkins. Oh, mm-hmm.
God, he played
steel guitar.
Yeah. I think that was.
Yeah, that one of them.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Like one put out Blue Suede Shoes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Cause I know, cause we played, because the record that day and at night we went out to the, they call it Longhorn, out in Dallas that then we played out there.
Oh, nice. Where'd you record it, at Sellers Studios?
Mm-hmm, yes, studio down Commerce Street there in Dallas. There.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which he got one that night, but it's the larger one. He got one that's on Jackson now.
Mm-hmm. Still the same man?
Mm-hmm. Sellers. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah, I cut that. First loose of me, I cut it. For especially, you know, I cut it. It was a Sellers then.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Yeah, I don't think. Was it also recorded there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not What Will Lucy Do. What Will Lucy Do was cut in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's right. There's one I don't have here, I guess, that you made for specially, wasn't it? What was the name of that?
That's him. What Will Lucy Do?
Yeah,
and
it,
The other name, the name Lucimate, just straight Lucimate.
That's right, I remember hearing I never found it, right?
Mm-hmm. Someplace. Hey, Lucimate, this hand was made, sell a recording company right down Jackson Street there in Dallas.
You mean these ones for specialty?
Mm-hmm, and that was special. See, this hand is easy, see.
Yeah. Did you make those in Jackson?
I made this hand in Dallas, and these others in Walking with Frankie, and Hey Little Girl, I made it in Jackson.
But you made that What Lucy Do in
What
Dallas?
Lucy in Dallas.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Did Vincent come out to Dallas? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
See.
Well, and at the time, see, when I made that What Lucy Do, well, see, Johnny, he just pulling out from Specialty, you see. And he wasn't living exactly in Jackson, see.
Oh, I see.
See, his wife, brother, or sister wanted to live in a little place called Irving, Texas, out from Dallas. And that's where he was. And he didn't have for the drive over there.
Who else did you run into? You ran into Smokey Hawk and T-Bone. Who's some of the other guys that you...
What's his name? I play piano. Charles Brown, me and Charles Brown, and we played around there together. And then, after Walking with Frankie, I left that and went to Chicago. Mm-hmm. That was me and Muddy Water, Screaming Jay Hawkins, Little Milton, Etta James, Buddy Johnson, Ella Johnson. We all played the Riga Theater on 42nd and South Park in Chicago for about 3 months. And then we went to American Bandstand, me and Jimmy McCracklin.
Hmm.
I went there with Walking with Frankie, and he went there with Doing the Walk.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that when he was Doing the Walk?
Yeah. Have you gone to see him?
I haven't seen him since I've been here. They tell me he's here somewhere.
Yeah, he's at the Savoy Club.
And another one of those was with us up there in Chicago, Big Mama Thornton.
Oh, yeah, was she up there too?
Mm-hmm, she was up there. We used to call her the Hound Dog Woman.
Yeah. I just had her up here the other day talking to her.
Yeah.
She'll be at the Cabal too.
But my buddy, I had a buddy though. I liked him, all right, but he'd get too drunk. He couldn't play.
Jimmy Reed.
Look, till his wife play with him now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his wife play with him.
Huh. He
used to get, I know we played in Memphis, Tennessee, and Jimmy was too drunk to come out. I had to come out there and impersonate him. Oh, man, that show was a mess.
I think that was a horrible show, man.
Well, look at, can you remember when, all them people brought up in Mississippi in that barn of Dane to get that Dane there, and so wasn't one way, and then all them.
I heard about that. Yeah, the natural
yeah. Mississippi.
That's right. It was some ballroom.
But look here. Mm-hmm. Well, I just walked out. I just walked out of it.
Well, you had just been there.
Mhm. Me and Howlin' Wolf just walked out of it.
No kidding.
That's Howlin' Wolf. You know, he recorded a record about it. Even.
That's right. He talks about the natural.
Mhm. Howlin' Wolf.
Whose band was playing it? It's
the same band. It's a band out of Houston. I think his name was Bill Hadley. You remember Bill Hadley? One B.B. King used to play with. B.B. And Bobby Blue Bland and Little Junior Parker. They used to record with him.
Yeah, I guess that must. What year was that? Do you remember?
As the 1942, 1 year after Pearl Harbor was bombed.
Was that a big band there?
Mm-hmm. Big band and big country, mostly.
You don't think the guy's name was Barnes, do you? The band's name? No.
Bill Hadley. His name Bill Hadley.
Oh.
He blew a ton of saxophone.
Is that right?
He blew a ton of saxophone. He got a woman, blew a ton of saxophone with him. He got a guy play guitar. So I'm playing mind you like B.B. King. You can't tell him apart if you wasn't looking at him.
See,
Bobby played with him now. See, recording with him. That's meanwhile you hear a lot of records. Bobby singing,
yeah.
And the guitar playing. And you think it's B.B. behind. That's the guy who played with Bill Hadley.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Rubin's boys.
Yeah. So you've been all around, I guess.
No, man, I've been around him. I like Froze just once though.
Where was that?
We went to Cheyenne, Wyoming. You know, the bus broke down on us. And snowbound, and man, I got so cold that I give up. I'm telling you, man, 40 of us on the bus, too.
Mm. Well, did you go up there with the whole show?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we went to the show.
Mm-hmm. Who was your booking outfit? Oh, do you remember?
You're the booking one. Remember, if you ever heard talk of a guy used to be there in Chicago there, they called Al Benson.
Al Benson, yeah.
Al Benson, well, he's booking agent up through there.
Oh, yeah.
And this fellow on the corner, 42nd Broadway in New York, too, he won booking agent for us. And then this him in Dallas there, Howard Lewis, he's booking agent while we've been driving down the south.
Who was usually on your, who was there up in Wyoming with you?
Well, it was me and what is his name? Mississippi Slim, Tennessee Slim, or Memphis Slim. Memphis Slim. And this boy would died not long ago, they called Guitar Slim.
Oh yeah. Eddie Jones, I think, was around there.
Yeah, I think it was.
He used to wear red suits.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, the last record I remember him playing about the things I used to do, I don't do it no more. Well, we was all together. And at that time, we were together. Johnny Ace wasn't dead, you know. Johnny Ace hadn't killed himself. Johnny Ace was with us, too.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was pretty popular for a while.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That was silly. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna kill myself, period. Yeah. Well, I got three songs now. They're real good. They are real good.
I'm just kind of curious about, again, some of your older songs. Do you think you could work up some of those?
What's up with here?
No, even some of the earlier stuff like you mentioned.
Oh, my father? Oh, yeah. Like you said, and see if I figured you want, that's what you want, something like that.
I would say,
I go back to the house, I start practicing on that.
I would strongly suggest that you do that for the Cabal. That's the kind of music people will love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if have you ever played the open kind of box, I know on that blue band you play this regular.
This is a regular old guitar, and the mic was right in front of me, like this is. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And especially if you want to do some of those old stuff on the regular guitar.
Like the lady was playing the other night up there, standard guitar.
Yeah, standard old guitar. And you'll find that kids will really like some of those old songs because, you see, they don't hear much of that.
No, the little boys say they don't dig it now.
Well, you'll find that they'll really like
it. Yeah, what do you call them? I have two more up there I forgot to mention to you.
Oh,
Joe Turner, what is he eating self? And Smiley Lewis.
Yeah, something else. I think if you could practice up some of those.
Well, that ain't no big healer clown.
Especially the list as old as you can think of.
Yeah,
people really like
it. I go back. Yeah, I know when I was nothing but a kid. But I know one thing. The first thing that I learned, I can't see it on this here. The first thing I learned, my daddy got whooped me about it. I can't see it.
What was that?
It's a bad piece. No, you like to play. You like to play it back to somebody.
No, I won't. Nobody's gonna.
Well, it's a piece called Funky Butt.
Oh yeah.
And I was sitting on the garage one morning, head pops the guitar, bling, 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 Funky Butt, Funky Butt, take it away. And Pop said, "What is that, boy?"
What?
I wasn't singing. I was just making the guitar playing, because I didn't know it. And so lighting it, I've been hearing him playing. So everything he play, I'd pick it up. And so he stood up and he said, "Yeah, I'm gonna funk it but you." And that old man liked to beat me to death. That's right. That first thing that I learned, that old funky but take it away.
Did you learn that in New Orleans?
I learned that in New Orleans, that's right.
I thought so, because I've heard people from there. Can you sing it?
Me? Yeah, I'm kidding, man. I don't forget them. I know all my father's songs. I'm old song like that now. It's a whole lot of them to change the style of it, see.
Mm-hmm.
And first I had to get back to that style, and then, see, you just can't jump out then.
No, I know.
So, it's just like All Out and Down, you hear All Out and Down, but Little Son Jackson got that rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Standing on Cairo Street one day by Blind Lemon.
Yeah.
I didn't play that.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And that then that old song about the blues come to Texas, loping like a mule.
Oh, yeah,
I play all that by Blind Lemon.
Is that a walk from Dallas Clinton?
Then walk to Wichita Falls. Had to find my sugar, I wasn't no walk at all. That's,
where did you first hear that?
Oh, I heard that. See, Blind Lemon was there in Dallas at the time, see.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was there in Dallas, and he heard him playing that. And two white horses in a line and all that.
Well, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, all of them old songs.
And that's the kind of stuff you should practice on, because people really, this is what they like about Mans Lipscomb, and when he comes, he sings nothing but that old music, you see.
Well, well, you know one thing, if you're in this music world, you got to, don't please yourself. Mm. Please the public, see. They're just like, this hymn. Now we played this, we made this record here, Hey Little Girl. Now we made this for the hit. But now we just bullcorning on this here, Walking with Frankie, and see when that was the one. That's the one made. See, we just nothing but bullcorning.
Yeah.
See, we've been nothing but just rapping and boy, blowing saxophone and blowing, and we just having fun. I believe when that comes down out, this here the one that I sold more, made more money off Walking with Frankie than that record I had made.
Yeah.
Hey Little Girl. Didn't do nothing. Just went along with the record because it was on the other side.
Now, going back, you know, some of these old, I think it'd be good if you can mix them playing at the Cabal. You'll find out maybe, you know, do a, like when you start out, you know, just play some of them old numbers and then do some of your new ones.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably borrow somebody's acoustic guitar. I got one in here. How'd you have that guitar?
We had 6 E big E strings on it. That's really the truth, man. That's really, sometimes we have played, take a strand of Baylor-Moore and put it up there for the bass, man. Man, it's so hard to get a string, see? That's hard to get a string, man.
Did they cost too much? Or
you just couldn't find them, see? Certain places now.
In the country,
we live about 12 or 15 miles from town. Go to town once a week, see? In my little old town, I mean, didn't have no music, nothing like that up there, musician.
That would be nice.
That's right. Now, you ever see him again, he tell you, we have had 6 of these here on, man.
How the hell did you do them?
I don't know how we're doing, but we did it.
That's incredible.
Man, it's pitiful. That's real pitiful.
Huh.
Yeah, and the heap of nights, if you wasn't looking right straight at us, we break 2 or 3 strings, keep right on, you know it. when a man get full of that juice, and get you first thing you do, you're playing for Danny, get a person to pat his feet. You get in the playing the feet, pat his feet, you can play Yankee Doodle Danny, then he, you know, he don't know the difference, what's going on, nothing. Just play it, he just holler and play it, he just anything you think about.
Do you think people thought more about the songs in the old days when you heard Blind Lemon? You know,
well,
did they pay more attention to what
in the old days back here, mind you, everybody knows what you're singing. You got to sing what you're gonna sing because they know it. Mm-hmm. They done heard any of that, and they like to come up and ask you to play that 50 times, just that one thing over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. That's what they like. But now, see, in back, say 30 years ago, well, it was musician. It ain't no musician now. He ain't playing nothing but rapping, bullhorns. He used to play a guitar. They call it picker guitar.
Yeah.
But now they got a rapping guitar.
Mm-hmm.
See, even back way back here, when what's this guy named? Mr. Jimmy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
When Jimmy Rogers played the guitar. See, but now they got that straight pick and then bling, 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 just rapping on tan
week. Did you ever learn any of Jimmy Rogers' numbers?
No, I never did. But because I remember when I was a kid, I'm not thinking of it. If I sit down real hard and go to think of it, I remember one that used to yodel and go on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's this?
Oh, that's my camera. That's my
picture. Hey, but that boy, you sure got me, nigga. You don't do what you're going to do. Now I look like a hanky man here.
Uh, Can you remember any? You said you know quite a few Lemon songs. Did you hear him sing the Penitentiary Blues?
Oh, 6 months ain't no summer, 2 years ain't no time. I got a woman on the Go Reed done 99.
On the where?
On the Go Reed done 99. That's Blind Lemon.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
You think you can do that a little bit of that? I'd like to see how that.
6 months ain't no summers, and 2 years ain't no time. I got a woman on the go-ree, done 99. If you gonna be bad like Jesse Jane. He could take 2 six-shooters and rob a passenger train. If you're gonna do wrong, boy, bear this in mind. Cause if you ever go to Groesbeck, they'll send you state penitentiary flying. You know, buddy of mine, he's the last one I was on cut a record with was a boy named King Cuties. And then we put out a record called The Soul Twist.
Oh, you were on that?
I'm the one playing the guitar on it. Mm-hmm.